abstract. What the court ruling represented to him was personal. Northern liberals, the very people who looked down upon Southern whites like him, he was sure, were now going to tell his people how to run their society. And to add insult to injury, he and people like him with property were no doubt going to be taxed more to pay for all the improvements that were now deemed necessary and proper for the state to make. What about his rights? Where did the federal government get the authority to engineer society to its liking and then send him and those like him the bill? Who represented their interests in all of this? "I can fight this," he concluded. "I want to fight this." "Find the resources," he proposed to Darden, "for me to create a new center on the campus of the University of Virginia, and I will use this center to create a new school of political economy and social philosophy." It would be an academic center, rigorously so, but one with a quiet political agenda. To defeat the perverted form of liberalism that sought to destroy their way of life, a social order, as he described it, built on individual liberty, a term with its own coded meaning, but one that Darden surely understood. The center, Buchanan promised, would train a line of new thinkers